Blog Talk Radio.
Well, good evening, and thank you so much for joining me tonight. I think I have a pretty cool topic, talking about dreams and different kinds of dreams and what they mean and, you know, how to figure out what type of dream that you're having so you know how to take it and what to do with it. But I want to start off, number one, because it's relevant, and number two, because I've been really struggling with it here recently. I, on Friday, had to put my cat to sleep, and that's been really hard to deal with. So anybody that's an animal lover, I'm sure, can relate and understand. It's very heartbreaking, and he was my very first cat. I was only just a dog person. I didn't really care for cats. I just thought they were too picky, and you never could tell what mood they were in, and they'd turn on you on a heartbeat. So I never really cared for cats, but we got Louie, and he just really touched my heart and became my shadow and my baby, and yeah, he really turned me on to the cat world. So I can probably say I am more of a cat person now, but I'm not sure if there will ever be another Louie. But hopefully I'll find one that comes pretty close somewhere down the line. So part of my reason for bringing that up, I was very upset on Friday, obviously, and Saturday I was still, well, I've been upset ever since, but Saturday, you know, I just tried to deal and make the best of it. Well, I had an incredible dream Saturday night. So in the dream, I had just gotten home. Me and my husband had just gotten home from being out and about. And when you walk in my front door, I have this table against the wall. And so in my dream, we had walked in the front door, and Louie was sitting under this table. And I said to my husband, "Louie's here." And he said, "Louie's not here. Louie's dead." And I said, "I know he's dead, but he's here. He's right there." And I pointed at him sitting under the table. And the thing about him was he was just incredible. I mean, he looked younger than I had ever known him to be, because I got him when he was fairly old. And his eyes were just so big and bright and beautiful, and he just looked so young and fluffy and happy. He was a fluffy orange cat. And in the dream, he was just glowing, like this bright, beautiful. So he was his normal orange, right? And so he was really young and fluffy. But then he just had this, like a soft yellow, bright white glow to him. I don't really know how to explain it. He was literally glowing. And when I said, I know he's dead, but he's right there, he came over to me, and I sat down on the couch, and he jumped up, and he started loving on me like he was saying, you know, "No, I'm not dead. I'm right here." And so that really meant a lot to me. And he had quit eating probably like a week and a half, right at 2 weeks. He had quit eating before. So it was funny because in the dream, you know, he jumped off the couch and walked to his food bowl. And in the dream, I followed him to his food bowl, and even though we had already picked it up and everything, it wasn't there anymore in reality, but in the dream it was still there, and it's like he was showing me, "I'm eating now, I'm healthy, I'm fine, I'm okay." And you know, part of my struggle on Friday was, you know, was I doing the right thing? And I do believe that animals have souls, and I believe that animals, you know, are here for a reason and a purpose, and, you know, that they can help guide us and help open us up, which I think Louie definitely did. But anyway, I was really wondering if I had done the right thing on Friday by, you know, putting him to sleep, which he was down to skin and bones. He had no energy, and he had started doing the thing, you know, where he was hiding and didn't really want to be seen. So I felt pretty sure it was time, but you always question. I think you always question it. And so I just kept talking to him and telling him, you know, I want you to come back. Don't forget me. Let me know that you're okay. You know, those kinds of things. Before he passed, I was telling him that. And so in this particular dream, I think it was definitely a message from the other side, him coming back to tell me, yes, I'm okay. Yes, you did the right thing. No, I did not forget you. And of course, I still love you and I'm here for you. Because like I said, even in the dream, I knew he was gone. You know, it's not like I just had, you know, a memory dream about him, or, you know, like things were just another day, had a dream about him. Like it was clearly stated in the dream, he was dead and gone. And I knew that, but he was back anyways. So I definitely think that was what I'm going to call a message dream, where he was sending me a message. And so, you know, those types of dreams, I think they can happen with more than just your pets. I think you can have a message dream from a loved one who has passed. If you have a dream about a loved one who's passed, I definitely think it's, you know, there's a message there for you. And I have heard stories of people having dreams about loved ones who had passed and they weren't that pleasant. And so, you know, to that I would say, I think maybe the message behind it was, you know, that you had too much grief, or you have something that you've not forgiven or letting go of. And then, you know, that's that particular message of that dream. It's maybe not necessarily from that person. It's that person who, you know, loved you and you obviously loved, and they're not being kind to you in your dream. I don't really think that would be that particular person. I think it would be more of your own higher self trying to tell you, look, you have to let this go, because maybe they are trying to come through and they can't, because you're holding on to too much grief, or you've not forgiven something. Anything like that, you know, can block, I think, from you being able to get a message stream. And I've also heard numerous stories of people getting messages from their guides and from their angels in dreams. And so, you know, however that tends to show up for you, I definitely believe that they are real. I definitely believe that they can and do happen, and that they can happen for you. So, you know, if you want to hear from a loved one, or you want an answer to something in the form of a message, I would say ask the question. Ask the question before you go to sleep, and maybe pray about it, meditate on it before you go to sleep. Some people suggest writing the question, or, you know, if you have a question you want answered, you can write the question on a piece of paper or put it under your pillow. You could look up different crystals or stones maybe that you would want to work with, that you could put under your pillow to help you through, to get, you know, dreams, have the dreams, and remember your dreams, because, you know, it doesn't really help if you don't remember the dream. And I think a lot of us have a hard time remembering our dreams, and I normally do, but that one I did not have any problems remembering. So that was really cool. Then another type of dream that I have, it comes and goes with how often I have them, but I call them deja vu dreams. And so basically it's, you dream something and then it happens exactly. And, you know, some people like to explain deja vu away as, oh, it was just a similar place that triggered a memory, or, you know, it was a similar conversation that triggered a memory. But I don't really buy that, because a lot of the times the dreams that I have that I feel like are deja vu dreams, they're word for word, everything from, you know, what I'm doing, who I'm talking to, what I'm wearing, the scenery, all of it is exact. and it plays out exact. So a great example, my husband was in, I had to take him to the emergency room a few weeks ago. His blood sugar dropped and he didn't even know who I was. It was really scary. But anyway, so I had a deja vu while I was sitting in a chair at the foot of the bed that he was in. And I was reading something on my phone. And he started talking to me, and I looked up, and I said, well, how are you feeling now? And he responded, and I said, do you know who I am now? And he responded, and I looked back down at my phone, and he said something else, and I looked up, and, you know, we had another conversation. Right, I don't remember word for word what it was, but I know from the moment I was looking at my phone the first time, and he said something like that whole everything played out exactly how I had dreamed it. The entire conversation, even down to, you know, me holding my phone and, you know, what I was looking at on my phone, what I was reading on my phone, I was reading in my dream. And so, you know, I call in deja vu, it's not a sense of I've been here before. It's I have been here before. I have seen this before. And I see it as I see it in reality. I am in my own body, in my own mind, and seeing with my own eyes. And, you know, a lot of times in dreams, at least for me, they're very vivid. And sometimes I see myself, or I'm a different person, or I see a different aspect. I'm viewing from a different angle. You know, it's always something different. But with deja vu dreams, it all plays out exactly, word for word. And I've never really tried to change what happens, because I don't actually remember what's going to happen next until it's actually in the process of unfolding. So it's as the dream's unfolding, I can remember dreaming everything exactly. And it's funny because these particular dreams, the deja vu dreams, I never remember. And they're normally tidbits, like little snippets of the dream, little snippets of the deja vu that I have right before I wake up. And it normally happens over several weeks. So for like 2 weeks before something happens, before it plays out, I have little snippets right before I wake up. And then when it actually happens, it's like all those snippets are compressed and put together. And then I can remember I started having this dream, you know, 2 weeks ago, 2 months ago, whatever the case may be. But up until then, I actually don't remember having it at all. There was one particular time where I had a dream about, my husband said to me, did you see the flowers that they sent? And I looked up and I saw a bouquet of flowers, and there were yellow softballs in the flowers. Now that particular one, that's the only time I've ever actually remembered something that I ended up having a deja vu later. And I think it was just because the flowers were so random. I woke up thinking, why were there softballs in the flowers? But it's funny too, because in that particular deja vu, we were at my mother-in-law's funeral, and my husband coaches little girl softball, and they had each signed a softball and they had stuck it in the flowers. And so that was the whole conversation that we were having. But, you know, it's like I can remember thinking back and having a dream I had, and it happened all throughout her funeral that day, and the visitation and everything. I kept having the deja vus. And I had these dreams that, again, I don't remember ahead of time normally, except for the whole softball thing, because that really threw me off. But the rest of it, my husband up speaking, the guy that, you know, led the service, him speaking, different people that we talked to throughout the day, like, and there are very specific moments and very meaningful moments that I had these deja vu moments with. And as they were happening, I can remember I dreamed that 2 months ago, and she hadn't even passed yet, but I started having the dreams 2 months before she passed, the little snippets, and then they all put together and pieced together in that day. And so, you know, there's a lot of theories about that. Like, some people believe that you're actually time traveling in your sleep, and you're traveling forward into time and seeing what's going to happen. and you're just remembering that snippet of the dream when it actually plays out in reality. Now, that's one theory. And it's, I don't think that's totally off. Maybe it's a combination, but a theory that I have is that it's spirit's way of saying, I'm here with you. Because every time that I've had a deja vu, it's always been something fairly meaningful or something where I either had extreme worry, extreme emotional, just extreme emotions, whether it be pain or joy, happiness, those kinds of, but any time that it was something very meaningful to me in some way, shape, or form, that's when I typically have the deja vus. And so my personal theory is that it's spirit saying, I'm here with you. And so like throughout the whole funeral that day, I felt like it was her saying, I'm here with you. And I see my son speaking and I see the flowers that they sent and I see what's going on and I'm here with you and I appreciate it. And yes, you're doing right. And just like when he was in the hospital and he, a couple weeks ago, and he had scared me so bad because his blood sugar dropped and he didn't know who I was. I mean, he was asking me, who are you? What's your name? That was very scary. And so, having that deja vu, it was almost a comfort, like, okay, I've been here before, and just having a sense of, even though I wasn't sure what was going to happen, feeling like it's going to be okay, and that spirit was there in that moment, and actually the conversation playing out was that, yes, he did now know who I was, and he was starting to feel better, so almost like a relief that, you know, yes, I was here with you, spirit was here with you, throughout this whole process, you weren't alone. So that's kind of my take on deja vus. And I would love to know what you guys think. I put a post on the Angel Coaches Facebook page about the topic tonight with a picture, so it'll be easy to find. And so I would love to know your thoughts. If you have comments, please leave them and post them. You can also find that same post and comment on my Facebook page, facebook.com/WhitneyLadd or facebook.com/angelcoaches. And, you know, I'd love to know if you guys have similar things happen and what your personal thoughts are. But yeah, that's just mine. I think it may be a combination of time traveling, but you're time traveling with spirit to a moment to say, you're not alone and I'm here with you. Okay, so that's deja vu dreams, message dreams. And then I also want to talk about prophetic dreams where you know what's going to happen. So I have a great example of this. So when I was cancer free a few years ago, I was going to travel to Nebraska to see some of my family out there, and they were planning a big party to celebrate being cancer free. Well, I had this dream that I was at the party, and my cancer buddy, who I absolutely love and helped me get through everything, was a huge support for me, who actually lived, at the time, lived in Illinois. So I wasn't really expecting him to be there. But in this dream, I was in Nebraska. I was at the party. And he comes in and he shows up. And I just immediately ran to him, threw my arms around him, and just started crying because I was so happy to see him. And so, you know, I had the dream and I woke up because I was crying so hard and it was tears of joy. And so, you know, later that day I text my parents and I said, I had this incredible dream that I was out there at the party and Mitch showed up and I was just so, so happy to see him that I was crying so hard I woke myself up. And, it was just funny because I can't remember his exact response, but it was something to the effect of, how did you know? I didn't really believe that you knew you could predict the future or whatever, something silly. And come to find out, they were planning a surprise and he was going to be there. And he was planning on showing up and surprising me. So in that particular case, I feel like that was a situation where I knew or dreamed ahead of time that something was happening. I don't know if it's a matter of picking up on the energies of what's going on around you because they were planning it, and I just picked up the energy, which I think is most of the time how your intuition works and you know how your psychic abilities work. You pick up the energy that's already taking place around you, the energy of the people around you. But anyway, so I kind of ruined the surprise. And it was completely different than the deja vu dream because he actually got there a couple days before the party. So part of me knew he was going to be there. I knew he was going to be there and bring joy, but it just didn't play out like it does with the deja vu, where it's word for word, piece for piece, you know, even down to the scenery and the, you know, the whole thing. So it wasn't like that because, you know, he showed up a few days before the party and we got to spend time together, him and his beautiful wife. And so, you know, it was different. So I feel like that's more of a dream where you predict what's going to happen. And so that was totally predicted. And I've had several other experiences where that's happened. I've dreamed something happens and then, you know, it happens in reality, but not quite like the deja vu. It's a little more open as to, it's more of people or events that walk into your life. Like I'll have a dream about somebody I haven't talked to in years and then they'll text me or call me, you know, situations like that. So it's a little bit different than the deja vu dreams, in my opinion. So there's those kinds of dreams. And then there's also dreams that are problem-solving dreams. So I know that this happens a lot, and I've heard other people say that they have these kinds of dreams where they have a problem that they're working on that they're trying to solve, and they just keep struggling with it. And when they finally just, like, step back, take a break, and basically go to bed, you continue to dream about the problem, but the answer or the solution comes in the dream. And so, you know, you get up the next morning, you're like, I'm going to so try that and go and try it. And yes, it works. I had that happen when I was working on my website stuff. I couldn't get it a certain code to work or do what I wanted it to do. I don't remember exactly, but I just remember I was so frustrated and I went to sleep. And in my dream, I was continuing to work on the problem, but I found a solution in my dream. So I had no idea if it would really work in reality or not. So first thing when I got up, I went straight to the computer to try it and it worked. I also have a really good friend, Steve, who's a mechanic, and he said he has solved mechanical problems the same way. Like he'll be working on a car, can't figure out what the problem is, done everything he can possibly think of to do, goes to sleep, dreams about working on the car and exactly how he needs to fix it, gets up the next morning, goes and works on it, and that fixes it. So I think it's just your higher self and spirit's way of saying, let me help you. Let me just help you with that. Because obviously you're struggling, just let me help you. So those are really cool dreams. I would love to know if anybody else has those kinds of problem-solving dreams. So we talked about time travel. And then sometimes, you know, there's just symbolic dreams where it's just a dream. And sometimes there's a message there. Sometimes there's not a message there. Sometimes, you know, there's tons of dream books out there that you can analyze your dreams, record your dreams, pick them apart. I mean, and you know, those kinds of symbolic dreams, yes, there may be something to it. If you can remember it, write it down, keep a dream journal, you know, keep track of what you're seeing and, you know, get out your dream book if you have one and try to figure out if there's a connection and how to interpret your own dreams. That would be really cool. For me, it's just they're fairly straightforward. I would say I have less symbolic dreams than I do all the other types of dreams. And then another type of dream are nightmares, which I think a lot of times are used as just ways to wake us up, to get us conscious, to make us aware of situations, to say, hey, something's not right, whether it be in your emotions or around you, in your energy, or with other people. So not to say that, you know, some nightmares are just nightmares. And I used to have reoccurring nightmares where the dream would go further and further a little bit every time. I mean, I remember I used to have one reoccurring dream. It finally got to the point that I already knew what was going to happen at every step of the dream, that like people I would interact with, like this one girl in the dream had this hidden door. That's how she would help me out of this house. This person was chasing me. And she would show me this hidden door, and that's how I would get out. Like I had the dream so many times that, like I run into the door, I run into her room, and instead of having a whole conversation, I just go straight to the hideaway door. And I'm like, I know where the door is, thanks. And like, I just run through it. And where before in the dream that I had, I mean, over several years, like 5 or 6 years, I had this reoccurring nightmare. But I would just get to the point where I'm like, we don't even need to have a conversation about it. I already know what's going to happen. I'm just going to go this way and I'm good. And it would go a little bit further each time. Well, the last time I had that dream, you know, I told you I'd been chased by this person who very much reminded me of Hitler. I don't know why, but that was the energy that I felt like that's who he was in the dream. Very weird. Anyway, the last time I had the dream, it went so far as to, I made it out to the street and I turned around and he was behind me with a gun pointed at my head and he pulled the trigger. And no, obviously I did not die. I don't know if you can die from your dreams. I have no idea. I've never actually died in a dream, though I have, you know, felt like it a couple times, but never fully. Like, I never felt a bullet enter my brain. You know, I just knew the trigger had been pulled, but I woke up. And I actually never had that dream again after that. Even though I had had it reoccurring for several years, it was very weird. I don't have an explanation for it. Another dream I had one time was that I had been shot in the stomach, but, it was so real. Like I felt the pain and then I felt like all this blood, you know, like it's over dramatized, I'm sure. I don't know what really happens to somebody when something gets shot, but, you know, you always see movies like blood starts pouring out the front of their stomach or whatever. And so, you know, that's what it was in my dream. And it felt so real. Like I was holding my stomach and I could feel the warm, wet run all down the front of me that I literally woke up and thought that I had wet the bed, like, because it was so real in my dream. Like I could just feel the wet liquid running down the front of my body. No, I had not, by the way. But I really, once I realized I woke up and I realized that I was okay and that it was a dream, I literally thought, like, that was so realistic, I had to have went to bed, but I hadn't. And that was just a couple years ago. That one was really weird. But I really think that there are just ways to say, hey, you need to pay attention. You know, something is not right in your energy, whether it's something you're allowing yourself to be exposed to that's bringing you down, that's bringing you into you know, low vibes that you don't need to be around, or maybe particular people. Maybe it's just a particular TV show that you just don't need to be exposed to anymore. I mean, you never know. But I think they're there to tell you something's not right. I know when I had recently with my husband, somebody was trying to murder him. I woke up very disturbed, obviously. And so a couple of days later, I was telling him about the dream and I was just like, you know what, why don't you just watch out, you know, with somebody you knew at work, like it was really creepy, just pay attention. So, you know, do I think anything will come from it? No, but if he's a little more cautious at work, which he has somewhat of a dangerous job anyway, so if he's more cautious at work, that works for me. That's good enough. So, you know, you never know, you take it, you know, with a take it with a grain of salt and roll on. So, so I think that was all, you know, I had about dreams. Hopefully you got something from that. I would love to know your own dream experiences. Again, you can go comment. I would love to hear about it. And anyway, so I hope, I wish you all good and happy dreams tonight. And if you're wanting a message dream or, you know, something really cool to happen, I hope that that happens for you. So, you know, pray for it, ask for it, and, you know, go to bed with an open mind and try to, hopefully you'll be able to remember your dream in the morning. So, but anyway, I would love to hear from you guys. Again, facebook.com/WhitneyLadd or facebook.com /angelcoaches. And that is all for me. I hope you have a wonderful night, and I will see you next week.